Good morning. Today is Tuesday, March 24th, 2015, and here is your credit news. You know that website, web.com? They're the ones that create your free website? Well, they won't confirm or deny that Register, which is a subsidiary of theirs, was breached. Register.com, which says it manages more than 2 million domain names and has hundreds of thousands of customers for its domain registration, website design and hosting services has yet to respond directly to a March 18th Financial Times report that the FBI has been probing a year-old breach of the company. The intrusion apparently did not result in the theft of customer data or service, adding that neither customers or investors have been informed about the incident. Web.com declined to comment on any specific breach, but a spokesman offered a carefully worded statement. Quote, "While we cannot comment on specific security events or threat actors, as you are aware, information security risks have generally increased in recent years, in part because of the proliferation of new technologies and more widespread use of the Internet and the increased sophistication and activities of organized crime, hackers, terrorists, activists, and other external parties, some of which may be linked to hostile foreign governments. We are not aware of the loss of any customer data resulting from an attack on any web.com system." Based on the Financial Times report, it seems that Register.com has contacted the FBI, but not their users. Not an obvious thing to do unless perhaps they are actually unsure if they have been attacked. Target Corporation's pending settlement of a consolidated consumer class action suit is more about public relations and corporate positioning than it is about actually compensating victims, some information security and legal experts say. And the settlement, which gained preliminary court approval March 19th, likely will have no impact on the lingering consolidated class action lawsuit filed on behalf of banks, one legal observer says. In December, a federal judge denied Target's motion to dismiss the bank's suit. The banking institution's suit seeks compensation from Target for certain breach-related expenses, such as reissuing affected payment cards and covering the cost of fraud. "The consumer claims and the bank claims are entirely different animals," said one legal expert who asked to remain anonymous. "I do not think the consumer settlement will drive a bank settlement in any way, other than Target may want to settle them both as a business decision to get past the litigation and get back to doing business." Under the pending settlement of the consumer lawsuit, Target agrees to put $10 million into an escrow account to compensate breach victims for losses they can document, up to $10,000 per person. Then, whatever is left over is to be split among all breach victims who state under oath that they were impacted by Target's breach. Target also has agreed to pay up to $6.75 million in related attorney's fees and expenses. Some security and privacy experts say Target's settlement didn't go far enough in helping consumers. Remember last week I spoke of West Virginia's lawmakers that were considering passing a bill that would change the Consumer Credit and Protection Act concerning the collection of debts, including the codification of abusive call volume? Well, it passed.
Disgusting.
Now, debt collectors in West Virginia will get no more than 30 calls to a person in a week and 10 telephone conversations per week, and the bill removes repeatedly or continuously from present law. So they've legalized and codified harassment. Just my opinion. A Texas woman said she received a $153,000 bill. The woman, identified in the local news report only by her first name, Yolanda, has been dealing with a debt collection fiasco for months, all because of a clerical error. She says, "I feel like I'm at the end of my rope and I don't know what else to do. I looked at it and I almost had a heart attack." The bill came from a former residence, which she moved out of a month before her lease ended after she experienced a break-in. Yolanda said she thought she left the apartment complex on good terms. She described a frustrating experience with the debt collection agency in which she says she was transferred repeatedly every time she called, getting no answers to her questions. A manager from the apartment complex says the collection figure was the result of a clerical error. Yolanda's debt was $1,530, not $153,000. Now, Yolanda's experience reflects common sentiments among people dealing with debt collectors, that it's stressful, overwhelming, and confusing to understand the origin of an unexpected debt collection account. Getting answers often requires persistence and sometimes benefits from a little outside help. As frustrating as it might be, battling for information is worthwhile because the consequences of having a collection account on your credit report can be severe, like limiting access to loans or trouble finding a place to live. The sooner you can address the debt, the better. When you receive a notice from a debt collector, request a validation, also known as a Dunning letter, detailing the sources of the debt. They have 30 days to respond to your request. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.